Of this week's parsha, Yaakov Avinu sends messengers to Esav. What does he tell them? Pasuk says, "Vayitzavosam lomar kosomrun ladoni laEsav koomar abducha Yaakov im lovan garti vaechar ad otu." Says to tell Esav that im lovan garti, I lived with lovan. What does that mean? Im lovan garti. What's the message that Yaakov is sending to Esav? So Rashi has two very famous interpretations. The second is more famous than the first. Rashi in the second parish says that the phrase "im lovan garti" means "im lovan garti v'tayag mitzvah shamarti v'lo lamadti mimaisav haroim." Yaakov was saying, "I lived with lovan. I was mekayim mitzvahs properly. I observed mitzvahs even b'vayis lovan. I didn't learn from lovan's actions, from his attitudes, from his hashkafas. I'm still on the same level." What that means is that mistama Yaakov Avinu was telling Esav, "Don't start up with me." He was warning him. It was warning him. You think maybe I'm not on the same level that I was on before. It's been 20 years, but you should know that I'm still on a high level. I observe mitzvahs, kedas or kedin, the way I was supposed to. So don't be so foolish as to start up with me. It's not going to work. I'm going to be able to defeat you. He was warning Esav not to start up with him. That's the second interpretation of Rashi. But Rashi also has a first interpretation, a first parish. What's the first parish? Says Rashi, "Im lovan garti, lo nasesi sar v'choshev el ager." I didn't become anyone important to this lover. I didn't become a sar v'choshev. I wasn't an officer. I wasn't a choshev. I wasn't a prominent person. El ager, I was a stranger. I wasn't so choshev there. Ein cha kedai lisno osi al birchos avicha sheberachani heve gvir v'achecha. It's not kedai for you to hate me, to be jealous of me for the brachas that Father gave me, that I'm going to be the one in control. I'm going to be the one on top. Sharei lo niskaimu bi. Lo niskaimu bi. The bracha was not fulfilled in me. So there's no point. Why are you angry? Why should you be angry with me? Why should you be jealous of me? The bracha was not mekuyam. I didn't become a sar v'choshev. I'm only a ger. I'm only a stranger, I'm not such a prominent person, there's no reason for you to be jealous of me. How do we understand this parish in Rashi? What was Yaakov saying? That the bracha was not mekuyam? Did he think the bracha was not going to be mekuyam in the future? Even if it wasn't mekuyam, b'vayis lovan, but it will be mekuyam in the future? Was he suggesting that maybe the brachas will never be mekuyam, they'll never be fulfilled? That certainly can't be. Right? We know Yitzhak Avinu got the brachas b'nevuah. Yaakov must have believed that the brachas were going to be fulfilled in the future. So what kind of a time is this? What, he tells Esav, what's the value? Why should you hate me? Why should you be jealous of me? The brachos are not mekuyam in me anyway. But he knows the brachos are going to be mekuyam in the future. So of course Esav is jealous for that reason. What's the yesod? What's the yesod that Yaakov Avinu was saying to Esav? Once I heard a beautiful idea of the shame of the Beryl Soloveitchik, a son of the Briski Rav. He said that maybe what Yaakov Avinu is telling Esav in his first perish is that it's not worthwhile for you to be jealous of me because the brachos that Father gave me will never be mekuyam in me. The brachos are not for me, they're for my children, they're for my descendants. They're never going to be fulfilled in me. So if the brachos are never going to be fulfilled in me, and they wouldn't have been fulfilled in you either, then there's no reason to be jealous. We know that Esav sold the bechorah to Yaakov for a pot of soup. A pot of soup, a pot of red lentils. He sold the bechorah. He sold everything that was included in that bechorah. He gave up the rights to the pishnayim, to the double inheritance of Yitzchak. He gave up the opportunity for his children to be able to do avod in the Beis Hamikdash. At that point, the bechorim were going to do avod and not the kohanim. So he gave up that opportunity, that chance for his children to have that closeness to the Shechina, to do the avodah. He gave all this up just for a pot of soup. Why did he do that? The Ramban in Parshas told us, explains that Esav said why. He says, "Hinei anochi holech lamos, I'm going to die." What does that mean? Says the Ramban, Esav was a hunter. He had a dangerous profession. Not a profession for a Jewish boy, you know, a regular Jewish boy. It's a tough profession with the wild animals. Not so simple. Esav thought that he wouldn't outlive his father. He didn't think that he would outlive Yitzchak. So if he wouldn't outlive him, then he wouldn't get the Bechara. He wouldn't get the advantages of the Bechara. The Pishnayim, he's not going to get inheritance if he doesn't outlive his father. The opportunity to do Avod in the Beis HaMikdash, that wasn't going to come in his lifetime anyway. It was only going to come in the future. So the Bechara meant nothing to him. It had no value for him. Because he wasn't going to benefit directly from the Bechara anyway. Says the Ramban, the Pasuk has these five Lashonas that he ate and he drank and he got up and left. And he disgraced the Bechora. Vayelach means he returned to the field, he returned to the hunt, he ate and he drank and then he returned to business. To business as usual, to his hunting. Says the Ramban, Vizusibas Bizui HaBechora, this is the ultimate disgrace of the Bechora. The ksilim, the foolish people, don't think about the future. They eat, and they drink, and they engage in current, in the pleasures of today, without thinking about tomorrow. They're not focused on the future, they're only concerned about the present. Esav lived in the here and now. He was focused on satisfying his present desires. The Bechara didn't mean anything to him because that was something of the future that only had value after him. That's what Yaakov Avinu was saying to him. Why be jealous of me? Why be jealous of me? The Bechara, the brachas that I received, they're not for me. They're for my children. The brachas that you would have received if you had gotten my bracha, that wouldn't have been for you anyway. It would have been for your children. And that's not important to you. You live in the here and now. It's only for the future. And if the future doesn't matter, then why be jealous of me? Why be jealous of me? Yaakov Avinu is teaching us a very important yisod. And that is that a mature person understands that sometimes we can't get everything that we want right now. We can't get instant gratification. Sometimes we have to be patient. We have to wait to receive the bracha. We have to wait to experience all of the accomplishments and the achievements that we so desire. We can't get everything right now. Imagine for a moment a real estate investor. He buys up a group of properties and he's anxious to make a profit. But if he's too anxious, then he'll sell too early. And then he might forfeit some of the capital gains that he would have made. To do well in real estate, you have to be patient. You have to know when to sell. But you have to be patient also. Imagine someone who wants to learn to play a musical instrument. It takes a lot of effort. Takes time, takes sacrifice. The person has to give up current pleasures. Right? His friends might be playing and enjoying themselves, but he wants to practice. He plays and he practices over and over and over again. He gives up a lot in the here and now, but that's because he wants the future pleasure of being able to make beautiful music. And certainly when it comes to Ruchnius, when it comes to Talmud Torah, we don't always see the results immediately. If you want to truly accomplish, you have to be patient. You're not necessarily going to see all of the achievements quickly. Maybe not after a week, maybe not after a month. You have to wait until after a zman, you can look back. At the end of a zman, you can look back. At the end of a year, you sometimes can look back and see tremendous accomplishment. It doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen immediately. To get real bracha, you have to be patient. You have to be willing to wait. But the bracha can come. The bracha will come. Yaakov Avinu teaches us that to receive real bracha, we have to be patient. If we're patient, and we put in effort, we put in time, we daven, and hopefully we'll have the siyat v'shmaya we need to truly accomplish, to truly achieve all that we desire. Shabbos.
Yeah, I just explained how a woman brings on